out to you or mobile?
So, how are you doing there, Mr. Tom?
Well, let me turn this radio down. They've got a itsy bitsy teeny weeny polka dot bikini on there on 60s on 6. That's an oldie. I remember well. Oh, Dave, we were just hoping someday it'd get summertime down here where we could go swimming or something.
You are so funny. You're just full of laughs, I tell you. Yeah, I remember that song when it came out, believe it or not. And we used to sing along with it. Oh, my gosh. That was, a long, long time ago.
Well, I didn't know, I knew you played tennis, but I didn't think you had anything against swimming. And I had my Speedo, it's all, Bernice ironed it and starched it up and everything, all ready to go. But when I told my neighbor I was coming over, and everybody got out of the pool for some reason.
You know, I just can't. You know, the nerve of them doing such a thing. I mean, my goodness. People just don't have any respect.
They probably got good judgment, though. shoot, I wouldn't be caught dead in one of those things. We're over here by Mr. DJW's by the horse ranch. And I feel sorry for the horses. My, I got two fans going on the chickens today. We just got back from North Carolina. We went up there overnight, and it was even hot up in the mountains, Dave. I got 102 on the car thermometer, and it's pretty darn accurate. And I don't believe I've ever seen that on this one.
Mine hasn't caught up yet. I just pulled out of the garage, and it's a little cooler in the garage. It's on 85, but I just pulled out into the sunshine. I'm going to jump out of here just a second and run into Hardee's. I'll give me a little snack before I hit the courts. I got a 4:30 and a 6 o'clock, so if we don't get rained out, they're calling for 50% chance of rain starting at 4 o'clock, so I don't know. I don't see any threatening clouds. They must be moving in fast.
Well, you don't want to be in Taylor's. It seems like every time hail comes through, it hits Taylor's. I don't know why. We just left Aldi's and Walmart there. And Walmart, FYI, was $4.38. And how much we give up here? $4.51. So that's a pretty good buy there at Walmart on you know who's petrol. Anyways, talk to you later, Dave. Have a good day. We're not too far from home now. KB4CPA in 0TR73. You stay safe out there. It's dangerously hot.
I've got a big old giant cooler here with ice in it, and it's you know, it's got a drinking port on it, and so I get some ice cold water, and they've got water I can fill it back up. So if I drink it dry, which I may today. But anyway, yeah, I'm glad to know about that gas, because I've got to get some. I'm down to about 30 miles till empty, so the light's already come on, the idiot light. All right, 73 is N0TRKB4CPA.
Yeah, that tells your age, Dave. We always call them idiot lights, too. They didn't have a gauge. See you later. N0TR clear.
Delta X-ray, is anybody available to give a signal report?
Delta X-ray, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Mike. Mike, you're
signals, I'd say 8 out of 10 is pretty good. I can hear what you're saying with a little bit of background static. This is all.
For that, the Clemson Amateur Radio Club trying out a new handheld Aero Yagi beam antenna, so I just wanted to see how far I could push out.
In sort of the east side area near the Sims Library. You're coming in pretty loud and clear. Just a little bit of background static, but it doesn't interfere with intelligibility.
Thank you very much for the signal report. KOSCAR 4, Victor Delta X-ray, all clear.
For Romeo, Mike, clear.
Hi. flooding 3 or 4 different times. And let me tell you what, bud, there was one of those floods. Do you remember where Jimmy Hunt used to live?
Oh, man, I went over to his house one day, and he was in the garage, and he had a dirt bike, and so I was sitting on it, and somehow, I don't know, I dropped it, and he was in a little storage room off the garage, and he couldn't see me, but of course, he heard the sound. He goes, "Pick it up," like that.
Well, I remember one time the flood water actually came right up to their basement door.
Well, I didn't realize it was that bad, but I can't believe somebody would build on that just to make a buck.
House was. Jack Shaw did, bud. He sure did. He was something else. So when we get together sometime, I'll tell you what a little slick deal he pulled with Bob Jones one time. We won't say that over the air, but you know, I'll tell you about that one, and he got popped on it, too.
Remember that name. As a realtor. So anyway. Well, I am a glutton for punishment here. I'm headed out to the courts, and I got a 4:30 and a 6 o'clock, and I got a guy that wants me to play at 7:30, and I told him, I said, man, I'm already playing 2 matches. I said, I don't think I could hang in there for a third one.
You know what the key word for the day is, don't you?
Imagine it would be hydration.
Man, you're not going to be able to drink enough water. Hydrate, 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 buddy.
The clouds are moving in, so that'll block the sun, and that'll take a lot of the, It won't take the heat away, but that sun beating down on you, it really can take its toll. And when it gets cloudy, even though it's still hot, it's not near as bad. And and I see plenty of clouds around, so I welcome them.
Well, bud, I just pulled into the house here, and we've got a. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I didn't get your last. I'm in a bad spot here on Anton Drive.
Well, I'm getting off here. I'm signing with you, bud. We got a cloud coming in, and it just popped some lightning here at the house. And I got to go in and get my antennas and radios cleared. So I'm going to say 73. And please be careful out there. Make sure you don't stop sweating while you're playing, okay? Take care of yourself. So, all right, I'm jumping out. 73, it's KN4 VWA. I'm clear, boss.
Send some of those clouds this way. I'll see you later. Me, KN4 VWA, KB4 CBA.
Thank you. the house is secure and they will be safe.